The following segment is from NFL University on the SB Nation NFL Show, where we're discussing your favorite team. Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL Show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one. The last two teams in the North, the Chicago Bears and the Detroit Lions, both set at 6.5 wins. I don't know how you guys feel about this. I think the Lions win more games than the Bears and this upcoming season, and I'm pretty confident about it.
I don't even think we need to waste time on that, because if you would pick the Bears based on what they've done this offseason and based on what the Lions have done this offseason, you probably live in Chicago and own a Bears jersey. Like, that would be the only explanation for that. The Bears hate Justin Fields. Let's just get that out of the way. He needs to hold out for a guaranteed contract, man. Like, what are they doing to this guy? Let me read their depth chart on offense. Darnell Mooney, fifth round pick in 2020.
170 pounds.
Yeah. Saint Brown from the Packers is their wide receiver too right now. He could not get on the field for Green Bay, man. And they were looking for wide receivers when they were hurt, like when they had a bunch of guys banged up. Byron Pringle. Steve, you are well aware of who that is. That is their slot receiver right now. That's who Justin Fields has to throw the ball to. And of course, they drafted a wide receiver in the third round who is older than every other prospect ever.
It's his birthday today. Round of applause. Yeah. Happy birthday
to the 25-year-old third round pick. Yep. Congrats. They let their best lineman go, probably James Daniels. Tevin Jenkins, who knows what you're going to get out of him. On the other side of the ball, love Brisker, love Gordon. Yep. Their defense is probably going to be fine, but I don't know if they're going to have more than five games where they score 20 points, man. Like, it's going to be a struggle to consistently move the ball. And when you can't consistently move the ball on offense and you don't have explosive plays, what are you going to do, man? Because that's how offenses roll. Like, you are either high variance and you live off explosive plays, or you're just consistent down to down and you play the field position game, blah, blah. That's not what the Bears are. And I don't know what the Bears are. I don't know what their direction is, but under hammer.
I am praying on Justin Fields' downfall, right? Because I'm a Packers fan. I like Justin Fields. I think he is a very talented player coming out of the draft. I think he probably was underdrafted coming out. This feels like mission accomplished, and he hasn't even started his second season in the league, right? Like, that's how bad they've managed this roster around him. As far as Detroit goes, I mean, they just added Aiden Hutchinson and Josh Pashel. That's crazy. They traded up. They basically gave up not very much to move up 20 spots and draft Jameson Williams. We'll see if he's going to be ready week one, but whenever he's on the field, he's going to be a beast for them. Love in dome, move. On turf, like – this team is just moving in the right direction. Big Dan the Man Campbell stan at this point. So,
yeah, I was trying to think of a year that the Lions had, and I couldn't think of one where, like, man, they crushed the draft. Man, Dan Campbell's actually an exciting head coach. It seems like the players absolutely love him. They totally overperformed last year. And, like, Lions fans should actually be kind of excited for the upcoming season, and Bears fans should not be, because they've just done nothing for Justin Fields. And it's devastating as somebody who wants to see him be successful.
The one thing I will say too, right? Like, they're going to be the Hard Knocks team. Like, if you want to bet the over on Detroit, you should probably do it before the Hard Knocks stuff. Cause I can only imagine this team is going to get some hype after that.
You can listen to the rest of this conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL Show, wherever you get your podcasts.